Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, it's Cowboy Monday. We'll get back into the Cowboys momentarily. Wanted to quickly address a health scare that happened. And, Skin, let's pick it up with you. We're at the Star last Wednesday. KT is already out sick that day.
Yeah.
You had a fever.
I was bedridden for 48 hours, Ben.
He was ridden in a butt related, right?
It was not so much butt, but it was like, hey, man, you have 102.5 temperature. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Stay in bed.
So no KT. We're at the Star. And, Ben, this was our first day back from a 27-week vacation.
Right. And can you just tell me the first time you did I voice a concern about my health that day?
Okay, so what happened was Ben got there before I. So what happens is, you know, we've talked about the Star podcast studio where we broadcast from, and the Cowboys just turn it over to us. They're so cool. We're going to do it again this Wednesday, right? We're going to be at the Star. So I go to the podcast studio to drop my backpack off because I don't want to take it into the locker room, and you're already there, and you're leaning against a wall, and you're looking at your phone. And I can just tell by your body language, you don't look like a guy that just came off a two-week vacation. You look like something's not going right. So my first thought was, oh, crap, did you just get some bad news or something? What's wrong? And you go, man, I don't feel that great. And I was like, well, what's wrong? You're like, I don't feel real good right now, man. And you thought, your immediate reaction was that maybe you could be dealing with something you've dealt with before, and that's the horribleness of kidney stones.
I was thinking something along those lines, and here's why. The night before, Tuesday night, and I just believe in full transparency.
Okay.
So let's pull the curtain all the way back.
Pull it back.
All right, there's going to be some peeing in this story.
Submissively or?
Yeah. Oh, just all about it. All different types. R. Kelly, you name it, everything.
Oh, whoa.
What are you guys? I'm saying, can we get an R. Kelly bed here?
Yeah.
What did you say? We can't.
Yep.
So anyways.
I need to watch that R. Kelly documentary, by the way.
Tuesday night, anytime I would go to the bathroom to urinate, I would be like, oh, okay. All right. It wasn't like a sting.
It was pleasurable?
Yeah. It wasn't a stinging sensation. It was like a, hey, that's a nice little twist to the end of that.
Oh, did you knock the toilet over?
No, I'm just saying. It was like there was a sensation. But it wasn't painful.
So it wasn't R. Kelly situation.
I don't know what it was, but it was like a little fairy at the end of every leak went la 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 la.
Oh,
it was
man.
Like, wing. Yeah, it's every time. It's like, hey, that was very It was very pleasant. It was a very pleasant apostrophe on every time I took a leak.
I want to urinate like that.
All right, who wouldn't? It was like, oh, it was kind of a mundane task, and it's kind of special now.
What a great treat.
And then, so I was like, something's not right with that. Then I started feeling bad, and then I noticed every time I started going to the restroom on Wednesday, that pleasant little la-la-la turned into
ha-ha-ha. Oh, no.
Yeah, it started sting a little bit. I'm like, oh, man.
So you're thinking VD?
I'm saying clearly a cat's been sleeping with the guys again. And
as opposed to women.
Yeah.
Right, because they don't pass
I don't ever
stuff.
Feel that. So anyways, I'm like, man, this is not good. But it's really more than that. It's every time I went into the restroom, I was like, okay, I think I need to take a leak. No problem. I start getting closer to the bathroom. As soon as I hit the bathroom door, the leak was like, hey, we're coming out. I'm like, no, not ready yet. Let me get to the no, we're coming out. We're out. And it was just like a sprinkler going off.
Yeah.
And so like
he has a submissive pain problem.
I would have to sprint from the bathroom door to the toilet and like try to get my belt off real quick. No! Okay, barely made it.
Dude, when you took a pee at Cole Beasley's locker, I was like, what is going on here?
You don't even know this, Skin. I was taking paper towels from the locker, from the bathroom at the Star and just cramming them in my pants.
Oh, to seem bigger down there?
That and to impress you. And I knew Travis was coming out. I wanted to impress him.
Right.
And just in case I didn't get the missile launched in time.
Like a sponge.
Yeah, just to be in there. I mean, at that point.
Full nursing home, dude.
Yeah, it's full nursing home. Exactly. I'm thinking, what is happening? Then I start feeling like I have the flu.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, man, this has got to be kidney stones. This has got to be kidney stone. I've had a kidney stone before. Maybe that's what it is. And basically from the minute, you know, I called, we went in and interviewed Cole Beasley, and then we came out of the locker room and I was like, dude, I got to call my doctor. This is like happening fast. I called my doctor, Dr. Tran. He's fantastic.
He's big a cool
time,
dude.
Big time Tolo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Something bad's happening to me. I start telling about all this. He's like, can you get in to see me? I was like, thanks for listening to the show. It starts in an hour. And I'm like, can I? He goes, so he set it up for me to go by a lab. He knew that I couldn't get in in time. So he set up a lab.
Close to the star.
Right next to the star.
Yeah.
Like a 3-minute drive. And so I went over to this lab, did a urine test and a blood test. I didn't know the results. And then they sent it back over to his office.
Yeah.
So while, and then I just go back to doing the show.
And then let me tell you quickly, just on my end, what was going on when you did that. You had sent a text message to me and I think Shippy and then Gavin Spittle, our program director, and Tim Collins, our assistant program director, and just alerting him to what was up. And so I immediately talked to Spittle and I was like, hey, don't worry. We got everything under control. Ben says he's going to be back in plenty of time, but I'm just telling you right now that I can tell from the way Ben's acting, this is not a good thing. So we may need to think about whether or not he's going to be out for a day or two.
I'm panicked. And my whole concern is that the next day you're not in. Choppy's supposed to be doing that show.
Everyone thought you were faking sick so you didn't have to do a show with Choppy.
Which is reasonable.
Yeah.
But no, I'm thinking the last thing I want to do is screw this up to where if I can't do that show, they're like, hey, Skin, sorry, you're not going or something. Yeah. So I was just like, man, even if I got to go in there and be sick, I'm going to do that show.
Which is very nice of you.
But man, it started going downhill fast. And I got to the point where I don't even remember much of this, but I know when we started that show from the Star on Wednesday, did I tell you just, will you take it in and out of breaks?
Yeah, or? I think I just said to you, hey, I'm going to take it in and out of breaks unless you want to.
I don't remember ever taking it.
Yeah, and then there were some segments, like when we had Broadus, you asked the first couple questions, and then you kind of like, there was a big nice chair there, and you started like chilling in the chair. And then we had the Cole Beasley pre-recorded for 6 o'clock, so I was like, dude, why don't you just see about going home? And you're like, we'll see what's up. So when the Cole Beasley started, you're like, man, I'm out of here.
Man, when Travis Frederick came in the studio to sit down with us, you had gone to the restroom. I was in a chair asleep.
Yeah.
He just walked in to find me asleep in the studio. Like, what is happening?
And this is after we screwed Travis the week before when we were on vacation and no one told him we were gone.
Anyways, I didn't know what it was, but it was essentially the very flu-like symptoms. And it turns out what I had is this thing called acute bacterial prostatitis. It's basically an infection of the prostate. And we talk about the prostate a lot. Man, it's a scary thing. And essentially the way it works is urine comes out of the bladder. I think it goes through the urethra and then it goes directly to the wangy wang.
Mm-hmm.
And what? I think that's the medical term.
Yeah. Yep.
It is.
And so
Dr. Tran told me.
There's bacteria in urine. And so Bear Grylls should not be drinking it.
No.
Basically on the way out of to where it needs to go to get to the toilet, it can soak through the urethra and access other organs sometimes.
Okay.
And that's the worst. It just happens. And that's the worst thing that can happen because you don't want bacteria in other organs because now you've got an instant infection.
Wow.
And so that's what happened. And so, you know, I have my PSA number because the prostate is so important to men and I go to the low T center. I have my prostate numbers monitored. So I know that last March, my PSA number was 1.8. Well, on Wednesday, it escalated to 20.44.
What?
5 times higher than danger.
Yeah.
Like, if 4 is not, hey, we need to be below this, you went 5 times higher than that.
So my immediate thought is, oh, my God, I've got prostate cancer. And I'm panicked because the way it works, actually, prostate cancer is a slow increase of that number, not a spike.
Right.
And so the doctor's like, look, as long as you respond to antibiotics and that PSA number comes down, it's not cancer. Because I can pretty much tell you it's not cancer. So I'm like, okay, that's good. But anyways, what happened is over the next several days, I have stuck on 103 fever.
Mm.
And it was the coldest chills I've ever had. My teeth were chattering. I couldn't stop.
Yes.
I was delirious. I was in pain. I couldn't really go to the bathroom. It was an all-out nightmare for really 3 straight days. And in the middle of it, I got on Facebook. And because some people had heard something on the radio and some people hadn't.
On Facebook.
And so I decided to post something. And I was like, hey, I'm in the middle of a 48-hour health ordeal. It's not going that well. Here's what's really going on. Here's what I'm hoping the outcome is. And, man, the outpouring of love was really cool.
Nice.
It was really cool to see.
And I'm going to unmute you.
It was people from all over. You're not on Facebook.
Oh.
It was people from all over, too, that we knew since elementary school or junior high coaches or whatever. But it was really neat. It helped me pass the time. And it's like there's times I've thought about just quitting social media because there's so much troll, mm-hmm. hatred, poison.
Right.
But that was one of the cool things about social media. So to everyone who reached out, thank you. And I was scared. I was legitimately scared. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I mean, to this point, I still don't feel normal. I was worried about driving to work today.
Right. Let me ask you this. Was it so intimidating and scary that you stopped listening to some of the great Aretha Franklin songs?
I would never listen to Aretha Franklin.
So how does it feel now when you go take a whiz?
It feels ordinary. I won't go back to the magic of that Tuesday night, though.
So one of the things about Ben's wife is she's very calm at all times. Like, she could be walking by her house on fire, and she'd be like, oh, someone should do something about that. She's very calm. She didn't get worked up. And she and I were texting Wednesday night about Ben's health, and I could tell by some of her reactions, she's like, yeah, Ben's not doing too good. And that's the first time I've ever heard her have that reaction about how you were feeling about something. So I was like, ooh, Ben is not going to be available for a while.
Was she talking about moving you in?
Yeah, no, we'd been discussing that before you got sick. So I was like, oh, this is great timing. Ben's probably going to be dead. So,
and it was so bad that my poor son told his best friend that I had cancer.
Why?
He was worried. He didn't know. I mean, my daughter would come in and just peek at me in the room. She didn't know what to say. I mean, I was in a bed. I got home that Wednesday night from the Star from doing that show. You let me leave early, and that was awesome. And, man, I was in bed until I took one walk yesterday, and I sat on the couch for a little bit and watched the Cowboys. Other than that, I've been in bed since Wednesday.
It's very impressive that you're here today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Very impressive.
Dude, I was like, I'm going to be there. I want to talk about that Cowboys win. And but, dude, that's as sick as I think I've ever been. And, I will say this. It's health is the easiest thing to take for granted.
Yep.
And when you're healthy, you don't even think about being sick. But man, as soon as you lose good health, you miss it and you realize how lucky you were to have it. And the one thing I did feel bad about is, I had all these people reaching out to me, and I had people reaching out to me that had cancer. They're like, wow. Hey, yeah, I'm fighting cancer right now. Just want to tell you, get well. I was like, God, man.
That's amazing.
Thank you. You know, or there's people dealing with so much worse than what I had. And so, it just felt like I needed to get back. And so I'm glad to be back today. But you can even hear my voice doesn't sound the same yet. So. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.